This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a critic reads through the new memoir from Nobel laureate Gabriel Garcia Marquez. First, though, the defense correspondent for The Washington Post, Vernon Loeb, recently emailed commanders from the four major U.S. Army divisions in Iraq to ask them how they would measure success. Day to Day's Madeline Brand called the reporter to discuss the responses, and here's that interview with Vernon Loeb.
Vernon, what I found most interesting was the response from Lieutenant Colonel Henry Arnold in Sinjar. He said in his email to you that during July and August, the U.S. was able to outspend the Saddam loyalists. But as the money dried up in September, the loyalists were able to step in. So what does that mean? Were the Americans literally paying Iraqis so they wouldn't become insurgents?
Not exactly. We confiscated billions in Iraqi funds when we took possession of Iraq. And this was money that didn't have any strings attached. It wasn't like congressionally appropriated money. So the Americans sort of got their hands on this money, and they created this program called the Commander's Emergency Response Program. And I mean, it might be a bit flip to call it slush funds, but in essence, that's what they were. Commanders were given money, very, very loose discretionary pots of money that they could use for whatever they wanted. And they used the money to essentially buy goodwill, buy influence, fix schools, put a sheikh's guys on the payroll. And they found this money to be tremendously useful. They were coming into a country, they were trying to prove themselves, and with this money they were able to employ lots of people, fix schools, you know, get little grassroots projects going. So they weren't paying people not to be insurgents, but they were paying people in ways that, you know, put bread on their table for their families, employed them immediately. And they just found this to be tremendously useful. I had, you know, commander after commander tell me, you know, these were the best bullets we had. These, you know, they call them SERP funds, Commander's Emergency Response Fund money. And they spent it all. You know, by mid-fall, they were going such great guns with this program that the money ran out. And so we were in this strange situation where we're debating an $87 billion appropriation in Washington, all this money for Iraq, and yet the most important pots of money were gone. And these guys were just out of money. And so that's what was reflected in the Arnold email.
And so as soon as the money dried up, the attacks began to increase?
I don't know if it was quite that direct a correlation, but certainly in the minds of these commanders, that's the way it seemed. These pots of money started to run out, you know, late September, mid-October, and just as that was happening, we saw this kind of dramatic spike in attacks. And so I think in their minds, there was a clear linkage.
Now, $87 billion has been approved for Iraq, so will that, in essence, start up the same process?
I think the commanders are a little unclear about that, and I think that was reflected in Lieutenant Colonel Arnold's email where he said, you know, we're told the money is going to be restored, but we haven't seen it yet, and we're not quite sure. I mean, the problem with the money in the $87 billion appropriation is, you know, it's appropriated by Congress. There are specific uses that that money has to be put to, and there are specific processes that have to be followed in order to spend it.
Well, should it just be given to them with no strings attached and have them do with it what they will?
I would argue that it should, for the simple reason that they are spending this money effectively, even though, you know, there isn't some bureaucratic paper trail. You know, it's not like they're giving, you know, $27.5 million to a sheikh to, you know, to build a new hospital. They're giving $500 to this guy, $100 to this guy, $5,000 to rebuild a school. So these are very small amounts of money to the U.S. mind, to Washington, but to an Iraqi, this is extraordinary.
And conversely, are the Saddam loyalists able to also spend money, who knows where they're getting it from, to win the hearts and minds of ordinary Iraqis?
Well, I don't think they're necessarily spending money to win the hearts and minds of ordinary Iraqis. They're spending money to hire people to kill Americans. That's what they spend their money on, and they're spending it on weapons, and they're spending it on planning attacks. I think the going rate when I was there about 3 weeks ago was $250 to an attack an American, and if you killed an American, you got $500. Again, it's kind of the same level of funding. So they kind of have their own little Commander's Emergency Response Fund going on the other side.
Vernon Loeb is the defense correspondent for The Washington Post. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.